Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us live on the line is Rick Klein, ABC News political director, co-host of the Powerhouse Politics podcast. As we near closer and closer to Election Day, all right, Rick, I have this fantasy, not to get too personal, but, you know, after Election Day, or maybe a couple weeks after, once all the votes are counted by the end of November, we decide on who the president is going to be. We decide all of our local elections, and then the country collectively kind of chills out, right? We put politics on the back burner for a little bit, and we move on with some of the other things in our lives. How realistic is that in your mind?
Well, I'd love to join you on that fantasy island and say we're all going to take a break, but it doesn't feel like that's what 2020 has in store for us. I think whatever happens, you know, I think the country can root for a clean finish, an undisputable finish that ends this election season. It's not going to heal the divisions of the country, but you know, there would be a lot said for a decisive end to a campaign that has rocked so much else in our lives this past year.
Hey, let me ask you our web poll today, which is, when do you think we'll have at least a projected winner in this presidential race? When do you think that might come?
Well, I think stroke of midnight on Tuesday is unlikely. I think it's, you know, there's a decent chance that that we have a projection about, or at least the direction that the election's going by sometime, you know, in the wee hours of Wednesday morning. That's kind of what happened last time, and it's been more typical. No reason for me to think that won't happen. There are lots of, though, other factors that could point us beyond that. And if this comes down to a handful of states, particularly states in the upper Midwest, that'll be counting early votes more slowly than some other places, that's the situation that gets us into Wednesday, Thursday, or even beyond. So, you know, again, we'll prepare for any eventuality. We'll, you know, if it is a kind of an overtime situation, that isn't necessarily indicative of a problem with the vote. But maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised if things go more cleanly than anticipated.
Yeah. Over the past week, have you felt maybe a little more confident in knowing a winner sooner rather than later? Because we, you know, had all been expecting this to last maybe a week or longer, could be potentially into December with the amount of absentee ballots that would be put out there. But now seeing the early vote where people are going to the polls, and these votes should presumably in most cases be counted as soon as the polls close on Election Day. I mean, we could be maybe having a better picture at the normal time when we expect.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, the complicating factor in the scenario that you just laid out, which is, you know, largely accurate, people are voting earlier, is that there are some states, including some pretty important states, that for a variety of complicated reasons, actually won't begin counting votes until until the election day itself. So, yes, you're banking millions of votes in places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, but the processing, the tabulating, the reporting doesn't happen immediately. It's the opposite in Florida, North Carolina. Every state does it differently. So there will be a lot of vote that is tabulated immediately, but we're going to have to wait for other pieces of the puzzle to come in. And in a close situation where a Pennsylvania or a Wisconsin or a Michigan comes into play, we have to prepare for the fact, and it will be a fact, that not all of the vote will be promptly counted. And in a weird way, the early votes may make it less likely that we have an immediate outcome. It's not ideal, but that's the situation.
Speaking of these states, these battleground states, Biden was saying yesterday that if he wins Florida, it's over. Is he right?
Yes. I mean, almost certainly, yes. I mean, like, you can come up with any kind of crazy hypothetical, but look, you know, if you feel free to play around with the map at abcnews.com or 538 or anywhere else. It's almost impossible to see a winning map come forward for a Republican that doesn't include Florida. It's a testament to, you know, the more paths that are opened up right now for Joe Biden, that he's playing in a place like Florida or Georgia or North Carolina or Arizona or Texas or Ohio or Iowa. None of those states are states that he actually needs to win. He could conceivably lose all of those and still win the presidency if he carries the upper Midwest states. The flip side is, of course, Trump just has to do what he did 4 years ago. But, the attention on Florida is that I think Biden's analysis there is right. If he wins Florida, it's game, set, match.
Do we know, can we look at anything from early voting and kind of glean anything into what the results might be at this time next week? We do know, over here in Erie County, for example, the early voting response has been just kind of amazing, blowing everybody's expectations away. Likely 15% of the vote by the day's end will be in by the end of today with just early voting alone. And it's more Democrats in Erie County going to the polls than Republicans. And that's something we've seen throughout the country, you know, maybe 10 to 20 points higher, the Democrat turnout than Republicans in early voting. Do you think that's an early voting trend that stops on election day? Do you read anything into that at all?
Well, what you can read into it is that there's enormous enthusiasm in this election. People are excited to vote, and I think where you have to kind of draw the line is going to the next sentence, which is to say, well, that means that candidate X or Y is going to win, because we know for a fact, based on polling, based on the party registration of people, Biden is banking a lot more votes right now than Donald Trump, but we know that Election Day is still Election Day, and there will be a lot of votes, and then that will be disproportionately Trump voters that are voting on Election Day itself. So you can't know who's going to win. What you can know is that people are excited, that they're energized, and that the early vote would favor the candidate that has been kind of favoring that method of voting. So there's no question that if you were just to take it as a snapshot in time right now, Joe Biden wins the presidency. But that's not how it works. We still have a couple days left. And, of course, we have Tuesday itself, where the Trump campaign is putting a lot more emphasis into day of voting. They've still been knocking on doors. They've been doing a lot of things that the Biden campaign, frankly, suspended a long time ago in terms of getting out the vote on Election Day. And that I think, complicates any potential conclusion we might draw.
Rick, what does all of this energy mean for down ballot races, especially the Senate and the House?
Well, the House, it's hard for me to imagine the House being in serious play. I don't think that you're likely to see a situation where the House flips. The Democrats, you know, probably expand their lead, and that's in part, you know, just building on the enthusiasm that they've had so far. The Senate is very much in play. And, you know, I think some analysis would put it as sort of a 50-50 shot right now. If Biden wins the presidency, I think it's very likely that the Senate falls, or more likely than not that the Senate falls as well. But it's being fought out state by state. There are certainly enough candidates out there who have their own a profile as candidates that could potentially buck the national trends. But, you know, one thing we're seeing in this year and many years recently is that the nationalization of elections is real, and it's just harder and harder to break in any substantial way from where the national party is leading the trends.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.